We are complete in Christ, October 4, by walking in the truth, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth, 3 John 3. The Lord has a place for the very best ability He has entrusted to men. In the work of building up His kingdom, we may employ every capacity given of God as faithfully and earnestly as did Daniel in Babylon when he was found faithful to every duty to man and loyal to his God. God calls for far more tact, more wise generalship than has been given him by his human agents. There is need of sharp, sanctified thinking and keen work to counteract the ingenious plans of Satan. There is a call for a higher standard to be met, a holier, more determined, self-sacrificing effort to be put forth in the Lord's work. Our youth must be educated to meet a higher standard, to understand that they are now deciding their own eternal destiny. There is no safeguard for anyone save in having in the heart the truth as it is in Jesus. This must be planted in the heart by the Holy Spirit. Much that is now called religion will sink out of sight when it is assailed by the hosts of Satan. Nothing will stand but the truth, the wisdom that is from above, which will sanctify the soul. Let no one imagine that self-indulgence is religion. Let not selfishness be pampered. Let the youth learn to restrict their desires and beware of extravagance in the use of means. Let all look unto Jesus, contemplate His character, and follow in His footsteps. The truth, if received, is capable of constant expansion and new developments. It will increase in brightness as we behold it and grow in height and depth as we aspire to grasp it. Thus it will elevate us to the standard of perfection and give us faith and trust in God as our strength for the work before us. Through the application of divine truth, the perfect image of God will be reproduced.